is going to be about honoring your wife, giving a kovet to your eishes heart. When Eliezer is giving Rivka all the gifts, after he decides that this is the woman that Yitzchak should marry, says the pasuk, "Vayika sher kilu admalim lishtois," when the camels ended to drinking, "Vayika ha'ish nezem zoho, beka mishkoloi, ushnei tzmidim al yodeo, asoro zoho mishkolo." The Torah is giving us a detailed description of the gifts that Yitzchak, that Eliezer gave to Rivka. He gave her a nezem zoho, that his, the mishkal was a beka. He gave her two tzmidim, two bracelets, and the weight of them was asoro zoho mishkolo. Says the Rashi on the Pasuk, Nezem Zohov Beka Mishkoloi, Remez Meshikle Yisroel, Beka Lagulgolet. Yitzchak Eliezer is finding it necessary to give Rivka gifts. Each one of them is a reminder of certain things of Klal Yisroel, of what's happening. So he gave her something that reminds her of the Shmachis HaShekel, of the Shekel. Usnei Tzmidim, the two bracelets, Remez Lishkei Luchois Metzumodois. It's a Remez to Shnei Luchois Abris, that they are Metzumodois, that they are together. And Asor Zohov Mishkolom, the weight of ten Zohov, Remez LeAsheres Hadibros. Okay? So, Yitzchak Avinu is giving Rivka gifts, and each one of those gifts symbolizes something. And the question begs itself, why those things? What is so unique about them? That those are the things that that Eliezer found necessary to give Rivka. So the Talmud Rebbe has a sefer called Heimai Nachamuni, and the Talmud Rebbe is saying that Yitzchak Avinu meant some very specific issues in marriage that he wanted to give Rivka a hint of through the gift. Machtis HaShekel, kol ish mi Yisroel mitztave l'avi davka machtis HaShekel, ve'lo shekel sholem, dichtei l'ramez ala mizug v'ala ishkatos. We all give only a half a shekel, not a full shekel, to show that none of us is complete on its own. We always need the other half, someone else. Each person by itself is not a complete entity unless we have something else. We need the other half of the shekel. In Shnei Luchos Abris, that he gives her the Shnei Tzmidim, there's the reason the Shnei Luchos Abris, we all know one of them is Mitzvah Shebenodom Lamokoyim, the other five is Mitzvah Shebenodom Lachaveiroi. Hadvorim Shoinim, there are two separate kinds of mitzvahs, Aval Mechuborim Yachdov, the Yoitzrim Shleimus Shel Aseres Avibrus. That's what Rashi is saying, Shnei Luchos Metzumodos. Metzumodos means that they are together. There are texts. What he's telling her is that there is in life mitzvah shevenodom lamokim and mitzvah shevenodom lachaveiroi, but those are not two separate entities, they are one. And the Beis Yisrael say that that's why the word luchos is written chofer without the vav, and it reads, it's read in Loshen Yochid, to show you that both of them are one, they are not separable. So Yitzchak is telling Rivka a message. The message is that marriage is not like a partnership. Partnership is two individuals, each one has their own interest, each one wants to achieve something, and they want to achieve something for themselves, but they need the other one to help them to get this. It's two separate entities. Eliezer is telling Rivka, you're getting married, you are both becoming one. It's Shnei Luchos Metzumodos. It's together, it's Machtis HaShekel. You only have without the other one. That's what Eliezer finds it necessary to tell Rivka when he's sending her the gifts. The Maharal, we brought it many times, the Gemara is saying, Gimel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moich Lahem Abinoseyem. There are three people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgive them their sins. Chosin and a Kalo, Melech, the Ger Shenizgayel. A king, a Ger, and the Chosin, on the day that they become what they are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moichen Lohem Kol Avoyneshem. All the sins are forgiven. Says the Maharal, the reason is, Ve'atam, the Kol Eilu Biryach Hadosh Lohem. They are a new person, a new entity, a new creation. U'mitzevan Ve'enom Biryach Rishayno, since it is no longer the old person, the old entity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moichen Lohem. There is no more the awareness of the old person. So you literally, says the Maharal, evolve into a new entity, a new being, by becoming a chosin, by getting married, by becoming a melech, or by becoming a ger. Ki ish hanoise isho, kol echod nikro mitchilo chatsi odom. You hear the lesson? Ish hanoise isho, a man that is married a woman, beforehand each one of them is considered to be chatsi odom, ki zocho v'lo in a kever pele gufo mikri, it's only a half a body, ve'ato guf sholem, now it's a new body, a new creation. That's the notion of the Maharal, not of his Hoshkot. So it's telling you exactly what is the essence of marriage. The essence of marriage is taking two halves and making them into one. It's not staying two separate entities, it's one entity. And we spoke about it, and we're not going to continue to repeat it, why this act of marriage is called kiddushin. Why don't we call it marriage? We call it kiddushin. We are calling it the same act that we are giving something to Hekdesh. We are calling the act of marriage, and Tosfos asks, why do we call it kiddushin? And Tosfos answers, the osar la kuli alma ke Hekdesh. Because the same way that when you are donating something to Hekdesh, nobody else is allowed to use it, only Hekdesh. The same thing when you are marrying a wife, nobody else can have her except yourself. That's the reason we call it kiddushin. But we still have to understand what's the kiddushin part of it. When I give something to Hekdesh, I'm making it holy. Where is the holiness that I'm doing in the Maaseh Kiddushin? And the answer that we gave at that time was that the fact that you are taking and completely avoiding yourself, becoming part of someone else, which will affect everything that you have to do in life, that is by itself an act of kedusha that brings the Kodesh Baruch Hu down. Okay, so we understand that unlike in the civil world, if you want, in our world the act of marriage is really transforming individuals. It's transforming it. It's not something, becomes something that's completely new. The Mishnah, one of the things that a wife is called in the Torah and in the Halacha, hundreds of times I have to tell you, in the Shas, is Beisoy, the house. The Moreh says, Shivas Yomim Koidin Yom HaKippurim, Mafrishim Kohen Godol Mi Beisoy, Umatkinin Lo Kohen Acher Taktov. The Kohen Godol has to go 7 days before Yom Kippur. He's separating from his wife, from everybody. He's preparing himself. And says the Gemara that we also have to prepare for him another lady in case his wife dies. So he's not at the time of Beisam, of when he serves in Yom HaKippurim, he's not an alman. And how do we do it? It's a different issue. But Lemaise, what's the reason that we need to have always guaranteed that he has a wife? Because it's written the Torah, V'chiper ba'adoi u'be'ad deisoi. He has to make the kaporet for himself and for his household, and says the Gemara, the household is his wife. So therefore, a Kohen Gadol who doesn't have a wife cannot be mechaper ba'ad deisoi. That's why we have to make sure that he is married at the time when he is performing the avodah in Yom HaKippurim. There is another Gemara in the Maseches Shabbos, the Gemara that I told you is in Yuma. There's another Gemara in Maseches Shabbos. Omar Rab Yoisi, Miyomai Loi Korashi Korishi Leishki Ishki Uleshoiri Shoiri. I never called my wife, and to my ox. Now don't mean that he's trying to compare the two of them. He's just telling you just the opposite. What did he call? He says Ela Leishki Beiti, to my wife I called my house, Uleshoiri, to my ox I called my field. Says the Rashi. What is this? Why did he choose those names? Says the Rashi, Ishti Beisi, why did he call his wife his house? Shehi Ikar Shel Beisoy, because she is the base, she is the foundation of the house. And in recognition of the fact that the wife is the foundation of the house, he called her the house. He knew that there is nothing without her. And the same thing, Leshoyi Sodi, Shehu Ikar Shel Sodi. The basic thing that you can get out of the soda is the fruits, it's what you can plow, and the ox is the one that actually helps you to do it. So to give recognition to the importance of the ox, he called him my field. And to give recognition to the importance of the wife, he called the wife the house. Says the Ktav Kabbalah, which is one of the Pelushim on the Torah, that the Torah is saying that if a woman dies and she does, if a man dies and she doesn't have children, his wife has to be meyubom. One of the brothers of the husband has to take her, and if he doesn't want to take her, then they go through a process of halitza. The process of taking her is called yibum. And if somebody doesn't want to be meyabim and is making halitza, the Torah says, "Arura ish asher lo yibne et beis ochiv." I'm sorry. Cursed is the person who is refusing to build the house of his brother. Says the Tzav HaKabbalah. Velihiyot shebinyan hamishpocha u'al yedei ha'isha. Since the essence of the family, the foundation of the family, is the wife. Tetzu'ar ha'isha nesu'a b'shem bais. That's why a married woman is described in the Torah as the house. The Omrom Beisho Zoisto Ubalito Beitho Rosalema Pisa Isho. So the Tzav HaKabbalah again says that to emphasize the importance of the woman into the house, in the house, that's why the Torah actually refers to her as the house. Rav Shimshon Refael Hirsch says the following. Chazal Omru Shebeito Izo Ishtoi. Chachomim are telling us that the word house refers to the wife. The Ilu Habonim, the kids, Hem Avnei Abinyan Shel Habayis. They are the bricks of that house. Ukein Zehanu Gamoitzim Beyichas Tumo. Ho Isho Megalemet Tomid Et Ofyoi Shel Habayis. The woman is always the embodiment of the character that is in this house. And she presents me miyaseget ofizeh gam leachav motvala. And that this character of the woman is staying there even after the husband has the soul and passed away. That's why the Torah is saying asher lo yivne et beis ochiv. It's still the house because that house is staying even if the husband is already dead. The Torah is telling, and we will bring this Gemara later on. The Gemara says, "Shein abrocha metzuya bebeisoi shel odom, ela bishvil ishtoi." That every blessing that a person has in the house, it's only because of his wife. And we'll talk about it later in this year or next year. But the Torah Chaim is bringing the Zohar, and I'm going to read you just the translation of the Zohar, and I'll translate it to English. Bo we'e, come and see, ve'et she'odam hu beveisoi, when a person is in his house, ikar habayis hu ishtoi. That's the Zohar. Ikar habayis hu ishtoi. The essence, the most important part of the house, is the wife. Why? Mishum she'ashchino eina mishtaleket mibeisoi, v'shus ishtoi. The reason that the Shechina, that the Almighty is residing in this house, is the wife. Kemo she'lamadnu v'yevieo Yitzchak ha'oela el Soro, when Yitzchak brought Soro to the tent of Rivka, I'm sorry, Yitzchak brought Rivka to the tent of Soro, the candle relit, and he knew there were three missions that happened, he knew that that's going to replace his mother, okay? Says the Zohar, you see from here, that the Shechina comes back to the house when the wife is there. That's the reason we call him the wife, the house, because the Shechina is there due to the wife. All what I'm doing is I'm just quoting what others are saying. There's another expression in the Gemara. And the expression in the Gemara is Ishto Kigufoi. The wife is like his own body. And it's an expression that basically tells us what the Maharal is telling us, that there are two heads of one goof, but that has also a halachic ramification. It's not just an expression to describe a relationship between the husband and the wife. It's an halacha that comes to describe, it's also an expression that has some halachic ramification. But before we go in, and I'm not going to mention all of them because there are a lot of halachic ramifications. I'll just tell you one halacha. The halacha is that a baal can be mefer de nidre ishtoi. If a wife made a neder that is an inui nefesh, if a wife says, I'm not going to eat any more bread, or whatever, I'm not going to eat anymore, and the husband hears it, on the day that he hears that neder, the husband has the koyach to annul it. Says it's not happening. It's really not annulling it, it's mevatelit. Because it's not minakatila, it's mitano lehaba. What happened if the Baal is a big Talmud Chacham? The halacha is that if a stranger makes a neder, he can go to a Chacham, he can go to a Rav, and tell him, I want you to know that had I known what this neder will do for me, I wouldn't have done it. That's called charote. I have made a mistake. I'm regretting that I made the neder. And the halacha is that the chacham can tell him, mutalach, we do a parash hadorim every year, but that's what the chacham can do. So what happened now, if the women made a neder, I'm not going to eat bread. The husband heard it and didn't do anything about it. She comes now to her husband, who's the rabbi of the city. And every other person in the city who makes a neder and wants to annul it, goes to him and tell him, I made a mistake, please matter me the neder, please cancel the neder. What happened is she comes to him now, and she tells him, my dear husband, I'm coming to you now, not as my husband, but as a rabbi. I made a mistake, I want you to cancel my neder. Halacha is he cannot. The same way he cannot cancel his own nedarim, and he has to go to someone else, he can also not cancel his wife's nedarim, because ishtar kigufa, because she is exactly like he is. So he cannot be mevatel a neder that she is making. That's one of the halachic ramifications. But there's an interesting Ktav Kabbalah again, that I just thought the line is interesting. There's a pasuk it says, he's basically emphasizing the point that both a husband and a wife are one. Here ish in ishto kechad gufot shivu, ki dichtiv vehoyu lebosor echot, a husband and a wife are considered to be one body. Vekol echad mehem eino sholem be'atzmo ikin chelek ma'asheni. Nobody is complete on his own. They are only a part of the second one. Ve'akosuf kore esher isho, chelek isho. Called the wife a part of her husband. And he says an interesting thing. Ubemitach echad mehem, if one of those pieces, if the husband or wife die, I think that you are describing people to see. Ubemitach echad mehem, anishar b'chaim hu meshulol chelko. So the other one that's left alive, he is missing now part of his own. Says that's the reason ha'isho anisheret nikret almana. Kloimar mechuseret chelko. Al, missing her own. And he is called Alman, that he is missing his own part. Alman. Just an interesting, I never, we say those words all our life, but that's an interesting meaning to it, because what it means really is, it's not just the husband died or the wife died. Part of you died. Alman, Almano. Okay, so, we know that there is concept which is called Ishtoi Kibufoi, that your wife is like your own body. And it's not just an expression, but it's really something that has a halachic ramification to it. Your wife is your house, your wife is your own body. But here comes the part that makes it really good. Brocha. The Gemara says, it's a Gemara in Bab Metzia, Le'oilom yehe odom zoir b'chvoid ishtoi. A man should always be very careful in the honor that he gives his wife. She'en brocho metzuyo b'voish. Because the blessing in the house is there only because of the wife. So now it's becoming a wise investment. It's not just an obligation. Now it's becoming a wise investment. You want to be wealthy. You want to have a house that has a bracha in it. You have to honor, you have to invest in your wife. Why? Says the Gemara. Shenema ulavrom heitiv bavuro. So, let's open the Chumash in a minute and see what the Pasuk is saying, because it's an interesting twist that the Gemara is doing to the Pasuk. Vayhi kivo Avrom Mitzrayim, when Avrom came down to Mitzrayim, vayhu ha-mitzrim es ha-isho ki yofahi, they saw a soro, and she was a beautiful woman, vayhu ota sorei poro vayalelu ota el paroi, they told the paroi how beautiful a woman she is, vatukach ha-isho beis paroi, and she was taken to the house of Paroi. And stated the next pasuk, ul'Avrom heitiv b'avuro. And l'Avrom heitiv, he gave Avrom a lot of good things because of his wife. Says the Rashi, ul'Avrom heitiv b'avuro, ul'Avrom heitiv Paroi b'avuro. Paroi is the one that benefited Avrom. He took his sister, that's what he was called. So he gave Avram a lot of gifts. But the Gemara understands it differently. The Gemara says that the pasuk ul'Avram heitiv b'avuro is not Paroi heitiv b'avuro, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu heitiv b'avuro because of his wife Sarah. The Gemara is saying again, the Gemara says that you have to be careful in the covet of your wife, because the pasuk says ul'Avram היטיב בעבורו. צריך במעשו, ולפי פשוטוי הוא מקרא חוסר. וכאילו עומר ולעבורו מיטיב פרוי בעבורו, כמו שפירש רש"י. לכן דור שוב, therefore our Gemara is saying, היטיב, who is לעבורו, היטיב, who benefited עבורו? מי שביודו הפריבו והברוכו. The one that in his hand is all the blessing and the good. שהוא אשר לשבורך. Who hated לו בעבורו. So the Gemara explains that Avraham Avinu was blessed because of Sodom. And it's nothing to do with the incident of Paroi. But the Gemara is telling us that Avraham Avinu, the entire wealth that Avraham Avinu had was because of Sodom. The Meiri on the Gemara there, Meiri is the Rishon. He adds another twist. To this Gemara. Says the Meiri, Lo'ilom yehe odom zoyer dechvoid ishtoi, ששמירו מעולו מצויה בו הרבה, עד שאין ברוכה מצויה בתוך ביתו של אודם, אלא בשביל ישתוי, שנאמר ולאברום היטיב בעבורו. The Meiri takes it a step further. Not only that you have to be zoyer in the covet of your wife, but ששמירו מעולו מצויה בו. You have really to take very, very careful care of her. The same way that you take care of everything that brings you a bracha. The Gemara is saying in brachas, Asora dibrois, Asora dvorim, Asora nemru bekoy shel dirka shamozen. There are 10 things that are said about the kosh of dirka shamozen, the kosh shel bracha. Zechad minayu, one of those 10 things is, the meshagru le'inshei beito v'matona. That we used to send the kosher brocha le'anshei beitoi. In the Horesh Hosom, ki heichol the tishborech vitu. You are sending the kosher brocha to your wife, so the wife will be mishborech. I don't know how many people are makpid on it, but you have to send the kosher brocha that you have in Birka Samozen, you have to give your wife also to drink from it. Ve'amru chazal, ayesh soro ishtecho, when the malochim visited Avraham, they asked him, where is soro? The lekach shalu, why did they want to know where Sora Ishtecho is? Leshagir la kosher brocha. The Malachim wanted to send her a kosher brocha. That's why they asked Avraham Avinu, where is Sora? Says the Teirash Chaim. Nire hatam, the dafka ishtoi shel odom mesugeres le kosher brocha. It's important to send it, to emphasize the kosher brocha to be sent to your wife. If somebody is making a brocha on the kosh, Moishech shefa brocha elyono milemalo lemato, u'mishborech. That brings the brocha from a Kodesh Baruch Hu down to our heart. Kemo she'erich bazohar reish parshas Eikev. Nimtza, the kosh shel birkat hamazon, kosh yeshua ishu. The kosh that we are benching the wine on birkat hamazon, it's the kosh of the Yeshuas that can bring brocha. Umole brocha elyono. Ve'al yodo abrocha shruya beveshon. The brocha in the house is coming because the kosh brings down the brocha. Lachen, nochoin leshadroi bebatono leishtoi, kedei shetisborech mimenu. Therefore, it's important to send this kosh of brocha to your wife so she can bring the brocha down. Why? Kevan de aisho ikro de beisho, because the wife is the essence, the ikro, the most important part of the house. Then abrocha netsuyo de beisho ela bishvilo, limtak shehi shoyt the koshel brocha on his borech habayish mimeno tokevet brocha the shekharav. You hear this? You want to give the koshel brocha to the instrument that is most likely to bring brocha to the house. And since brocha to the house is coming through the wife, it's important to send this kosher brocha to your wife, so by her drinking it, she will be able to bring the brocha from Shemayim down. And there's an interesting, there's a separate called Milchas Kohen that the Sfardi wrote, and he says something very interesting. He says, the Pasuk says, Motza Isha Motza Toiv. Okay? What does it mean, Motza Isha Motza Toiv? So he says the following. When we have any physical pleasures in this world is the world of Asia. When we have a physical pleasures in this world, we actually enjoy something that doesn't belong to us, because we are the sons of Yaakov. How can we still enjoy those pleasures? Because in this world, there is also a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we are Kodesh Baruch Hu is blessing us even in this world So there's the physical part of it that is also holy. Says the Gemara says, Ish v'isho zochu shchino shruya v'neim. It says when a husband and wife are living peacefully, the shchino is coming down to them. He says, how can you live peacefully with your wife? By giving her all the honor in the world. If you will give her the honor, if you will not yell, if you will not be angry, if you will talk to the wife the way that you should talk, then there will be peace. And if there will be peace, the shchino is coming. And if the shchino is coming, with it comes all the good, and it's a good, it's a holy good, it's a good that you're not taking away from any part of the world to come. He's telling an interesting story. It's got beautiful things to see in the story of this father. And he's telling the story that there were two people, two neighbors, that decided that they were both poor, and they decided they're going to adopt an Esau to become wealthy. So one went to a Rav, and the Rav told him, you know what? Aser Kadesh Titasher. Give Meiser, and if you'll give Meiser, you will become wealthy. So he did. And every penny that came to his pocket, he gave a Meiser, and he became wealthy. He had a neighbor, and he knew that a neighbor is not such a big giver, and the neighbor will also became very wealthy. So he asked the neighbor, how did you become wealthy? He said, I decided to follow an advice that the rabbi gave me. What's the advice that the rabbi gave you? He mechaved your wife, and avroch ha-shvoi rabbi shel ha-bishvili ishtor. He mechaved your wife, so you'll do well. She'll bring the bracha to the house. So the guy became a little bit annoyed. He said, I don't understand why the rabbi gave me a much more expensive bracha. The nicer gift that I spent cost me a lot more than buying my wife good clothing. I guess his wife was not demanding that much. Or his master kept both a lot. But he came to the rabbi and said, Rabbi, I don't understand it. You gave two advices. Why are you giving me such an expensive advice? The rabbi told him, there's one difference between the advice I gave you and the advice I gave him. Your advice is maybe more expensive, but your advice will go for you to the next world too. Because the only thing that a person takes with him when he lives here is the nice and trillion that the zucker that he did. Buying to your wife brought you a lot of peace and bracha in this world, but you're not going to take with you anything with it, because all the good that you have is left in this world. So the rabbi said, not a daito, but he was happy. He got the good advice. One more thing, and we will. I see the time is of essence, and as always, we'll have to finish it the following year. The Gemara is saying that a person, Tanu Rabbanu, we'll just start it. I hoye des ishtoi kegufoi, va mechavdo yoisel migufoi. Listen to this. Alav akosu poimer, veyodato kisholoi moalecho. If you love your wife like you love yourself, but you're honoring her more than you honor yourself. That's the requirement. That means, says the Song of the Mephoshim, that person loves himself. So whatever he will do for himself, if he can do for someone else, it's a terrific thing. But in terms of honoring somebody, or giving them COVID, you have to be much more careful with your wife than what would you do for yourself. So when it comes to love, as long as you love someone else as much as you love yourself, it's good enough. But when it's coming to honor someone else, not someone else, but your wife, you are not the yardstick. You have to go way beyond what you're willing to do for yourself. We'll continue that session next year.